we learned Erev and Daf Mem Zayin. Yesterday's Daf, the Gemara presented a lot of rules of Psak, Kloli HaPsak, where particularly Tanaim debate other Tanaim, and Rav Masharshia said that Les Nuhulani Kloli, he doesn't agree with any of these Kloli HaPsak, doesn't think that there are rules that we have to pask in certain ways, in certain cases when there's certain Tanaim that argue. And the Gemara tried to bring Rayas for Rav Masharshia. So yesterday we had the first two Rayas, and in today's Daf, we have four more Rayas. First one is Mehad Etnan. The Mishnah later on, Daf Pei Vav, discusses four Shitos about when a member of a Chatzar is in a different city for Shabbos, and he didn't join in the Erev Chatzeros where he owns a house with the other members of the Chatzar. Does that ruin the Erev for everybody else in the Chatzar? So Rav says that we paskin like Rabbi Shimon, that even if he stays in the same city, he doesn't ruin the Erev for the other people in the Chatzar, because he decided that he was Mesalik himself from his house, even though he could easily come back on Shabbos, and Rabbi Yehuda disagrees with him. The rules of Psak normally dictate that we follow the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda against Rabbi Shimon. So the fact that Rav paskin like Rabbi Shimon shows that he's going against the Klalei Psak, that we're allowed to go against the Klalei Psak, that there are no Klalei Psak. So Gemara says, no, it's not a good raya, Dilma Hechadit Maritmar, where we have a specific Psak to go against the Klalei Psak, then we go against it, but normally, generally speaking, we would follow it. The second raya is Mishnah Daf Mem Tesim Beis, discusses whether an Ashir can set up a Makom Shvisa for his Tchum Shabbos just by Biraglov, just by being there without putting any food out. So Rav finds it necessary to inform us that we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, that he could be Ma'ariv Biraglov, even though Rabbi Meir is the one who's the Bar Plukta who disagrees with him. The Klal of Psak is, it's Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Meir, you always go like Rabbi Yehuda anyway. So why does Rav have to tell me to pass like Rabbi Yehuda? I know to pass like Rabbi Yehuda. It's one of the Klalei Psak. Elamai, it must be that there's no such thing as Klalei Psak. Gemara says, no, that's Dilma Rav Lasser Lahani Klali. That just proves that Rav doesn't accept the Klalei Psak, but it doesn't mean that Rabbi Yochanan doesn't accept the Klalei Psak. So the third raya is the Mishnah Yevamos. It discusses the din of Havchana, whether a woman has to wait 3 months to get remarried if her first marriage was only Erisin without Nisuin, or if she has to wait 3 months to do Erisin, whether a woman has to wait 3 months after a previous marriage when we know for sure that she wasn't pregnant. So Rabbi Yochanan passing Sark Rabbi Yossi that all women can have Erisin right away, except for an almana has to wait 30 days just because of Avelus issues, and Rameir is the one who disagrees and holds that she has to wait for 3 months even when there's absolutely no concern for the Yichus of a child, husband was in jail, we know that she definitely wasn't pregnant. The rule is that we always paskin like Rabbi Yossi against Rameir. So if Rabbi Yochanan felt it necessary to tell us to paskin like Rabbi Yossi over here, obviously he doesn't accept the Klalei HaPsak. So Gemara rejects that raya also, because we might have thought that this is an exception since Halacha Rameir b'gzerosav. Whenever Rameir is machmir b'gzer d'rabbanan, so we're always paskin like Rabbi Meir. So maybe this would have been an exception. The final raya is Rabbi Yochanan paskins like the sheet of Rabbi Yossi that a Kohen can subject himself to Tumas Chutzlaritz, the Tumas d'rabbanan of going Chutzlaritz in order to learn Torah or Lisa Isha, even if he has plenty of Torah learning opportunities in Eretz Yisrael. And Rabbi Yehuda is the one who argues on Rabbi Yossi, and the rule is we always pass like Rabbi Yossi against Rabbi Yehuda. So if Rabbi Yochanan accepted the Klalei HaPsak, he wouldn't have to paskin explicitly like Rabbi Yossi. Anyway, we know he passed like Rabbi Yossi. That's the klal. So the Gemara says that's not a good raya because the rules may have only been said with regard to Mishnayos, but not with regard to Brisos. Now on Daf Mem Hey, we learned the Machlokas whether Heftzei Hefke. At the end of the day, the Gemara says the Klalei HaPsak is maybe only according to Rabbi Yochanan, maybe in Echinami. Rav rejects the Klalei HaPsak. On Daf Mem Hey, we learned the Machlokas whether Heftzei Hefker are subject to Tchum Shabbos. So our Gemara discusses what about objects that belong to a non-Jew, that belong to a guy. And there are two shitas. The first shita is Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Chavtzei Nachri Ein Konin Shvisa. If it belongs to a guy, it does not get a Tchum Shabbos because they're owned by somebody who himself has no Tchum restrictions. At first, the Gemara assumes that even Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nuri, who holds Chavtzei Hefker, do have a Tchum, would admit that Chavtzei Nachri is even worse, because Chavtzei Nachri, meaning is even less of a reason to have a Tchum, because Chavtzei Nachri are owned by a guy who himself has no limitations. According to the Rabbanan, the Chavtzei Hefker don't have a Tchum, it would be obvious, Lechora, that Chavtzei Nachri don't have Tchum. But then the Gemara says that Cheshbin is off, because Mar quotes a Braisa clearly says that objects that are owned by non-Jews have the Tchum of the city that they are in, and if they're brought from outside the Tchum, then they're limited to Dalai Lamas, clearly indicating that Chavtzei Nachri do have a Tchum Shabbos. So the Gemara explains, really Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri would hold Chavtzei Nachri do have a Tchum. And Shmuel's Chiddush that they do not have a Tchum was only said within the Shita of the Rabbanan. Even though the Rabbanan hold Chavtzei Hefker have no Tchum, it's still not so obvious that Chavtzei Nachri have no Tchum, because one might have thought that Gzeira Bailam de Nachri Yatu Bailam de Yisrael, that it would be worse if it's Chavtzei Nachri, because at least there's an owner there, and therefore it's more easily confused with objects that are owned by a Jew. That was all Shita number one. Shita number two about Chavtzei Nachri, Rabbi Chiya bar Rav, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Chavtzei Nachri, Konan Shvisa. Chavtzei Nachri do have a Tchum, because we're concerned that people will confuse items that have non-Jewish ownership with items that have Jewish ownership. That same Gzera we just mentioned, when Rava initially paskined in Mechuzah, like the Shita of Shmuel, he was corrected by Ravina, and ultimately he changed his mind, because the rule is Shmuel of Rabbi Yochanan, Halacha Krabbi Yochanan, we normally paskin like Rabbi Yochanan against Shmuel.